Zack Zack's low-ceilinged shop had plenty to spend your money on. There were wands, mostly metal, some of rare woods. There were bottles of coloured glass in the potions section and ornamented shambles hung from the ceiling, much prettier than the working ones Tiffany had seen. And there were even stones for looking into. "Crystal balls," said Anagramma as Tiffany picked the biggest one up. "I should be very careful. They're very expensive." Tiffany saw Zack Zack move from his counter, ready to rush forward with a bill if she dropped it. Said Anagramma. Tiffany tossed the ball over her shoulder.
"Oh, Tiffany," said Anagramma.
"That was the finest quartz," shouted Zack Zack.
He rushed past them to where the shattered ball lay in... did not lie in very expensive fragments. He turned to Tiffany, who was spinning the crystal globe on the tip of her finger. "Quickness of the hand deceives the eye."
"But I heard it smash!"
"Deceives the ear, too." Tiffany put the ball back on its stand and pointed. "I'll take that necklace, that one, the one with the cats, that ring, and three of... what are these?"
"A book of night," said Anagramma. "A sort of magical diary. You write down what you're working on."
Tiffany picked up the leather-bound book, which had an eye set in heavier leather on the cover. It rolled to look at her.
"Whose eye was it? Anyone interesting?" "I get the books from the Unseen University. They're not real eyes."
It just blinked.
"Yes, very clever, the wizards. Shall I wrap it?"
"Yes, wrap everything. And now..."
"Can anyone hear me?
Show me the clothes department." Where there were hats. There are fashions in witchery. The traditional upright cone black, the country woman, inside pockets waterproof, the cloud buster, low drag coefficient for broomstick use. Tiffany chose the tallest. It was more than 2 feet high and had big stars sewn on it.
"Ah, the skyscraper, for the witch on the way up."
Zack Zack bustled around, opening drawers.
"Many ladies like a cloak with that. Now, we currently have very limited supplies, just in of the Zephyr Billow. Very rare, black as coal and thin as a shadow. Completely useless for keeping you warm or dry, but looks fabulous in even the slightest breeze. Observe."
He held up the cloak and blew gently. It billowed out horizontally.
"Oh, yes,"
breathed Anagramma.
"I'll take it. I shall wear it to the witch trials." "Well, if you win, be sure to tell everyone you bought it here."
"When I win, I'll tell them I got it at a considerable discount."
"Oh, I don't do discounts," said Zack Zack,
as loftily as a dwarf can manage. Tiffany stared at him, then picked up one of the most expensive wands from the display.
"That's a number 6, whispered Anagramma. "Mrs. Arwidge has one."
"Yes, I see it's got runes on it."
"Well, of course."
Something about the way Tiffany said runes made Zack Zack go pale.
"They're in Ogham."
Tiffany smiled nastily at Zack Zack. "An ancient language of the dwarfs. And shall I tell you what they say? They say, 'Oh, what a wally is waving this.'"
"Look, don't you take that lying tone with me, young lady. I'm not standing for this. Brian!"
There was a rustling from the bead curtains at the back of the shop, and a wizard appeared. He had long, flowing robes with stars and magical symbols on them. But his beard was ragged, wispy, and not very clean. He was smoking a cigarette and had a tea mug in his hand. It was chipped, and on it were the words, "You don't have to be magic to work here, but it helps."
"Yeah?"
"This young lady is being awkward."
"Now then..."
Brian put down his mug and looked at Tiffany.
"We don't want any trouble, do we?"
"Brian's been to Unseen University," said Zack Zack. got a degree. Brian, these young ladies need showing out.
Now, do what Mr. Strong in the Arms says, there's good kids. Push off, right?
Tiffany smiled.
Brian, if you've studied wizardry, then you know about conservation of mass, don't you? I mean, what really happens when you turn someone into a frog?
I'd like to see you turn someone into a frog.
Wish granted.
Tiffany waved the wand.
Brian started to say, look, when he said I'd been to university...
But he ended up saying...
Brock.